This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The latest swap of Hamas militant held hostages for Palestinians imprisoned by Israel took place Tuesday evening as part of a ceasefire agreement. Israel and Hamas have agreed to extend their ceasefire until Wednesday, raising the prospect of further exchanges. The World Health Organization warned Tuesday of health concerns in the Gaza Strip following a surge of infectious diseases and diarrhea in children.
The World Health Organization warns that even more people could die from disease than from bombs if the besieged enclave's health system is not repaired.
No medicines, no vaccination activities, no access to safe water and hygiene, and no food.
WHO spokesperson Margaret Harris on Tuesday added that nearly three-quarters of hospitals, or 26 out of 36, have shut down entirely in Gaza due to bombings or lack of fuel. Under the terms of a pause in fighting, Israel has allowed more aid to flow into Gaza, including food, water, and medicine, although aid agencies say it is not enough to meet the immense needs.
Reuters' Freddie Joyner. U.S. lawmakers are racing to reach a deal on billions of dollars in aid to Ukraine and Israel before the holiday break.
Aid crucial to Ukraine's fight against Russian aggression is in jeopardy in the U.S. Congress. The White House has requested $106 billion in national security funding, including $60 billion for Ukraine and nearly $14 billion in aid for Israel. While most Senate Republicans support that aid, they are asking for billions in funding for border security in return. Opposition to aid to Ukraine is more significant in the Republican-majority U.S. House of Representatives. But Speaker of the House Mike Johnson has said he is confident it will pass. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A U.S. military aircraft is down off the coast of Japan, AP correspondent Jennifer King.
U.S. Air Force officials at Yokota Air Base in western Tokyo say they are still confirming details after an Osprey tiltrotor aircraft carrying eight people crashed in the sea less than a mile off the eastern coast of southern Japan. A spokesperson for Japan's Coast Guard says they found a person and debris, but the cause of the crash and status of the occupants were not immediately known. The aircraft was headed from a Marine Corps air station near Hiroshima to an air base on Okinawa when it apparently tried to make an emergency landing at an airport on the small island of Yakushima, and the Japanese Coast Guard received an emergency call from a fishing boat. Kyoto News Agency, quoting local officials, said witnesses reported seeing fire coming from the Osprey's left engine. Officials say they're putting the highest priority on saving lives. There have been at least five fatal crashes of Marine Ospreys since 2012. I'm Jennifer King.
Once a North Korean experiment in limited capitalism, the Resan Special Economic Zone appears to have become ground zero for the reclusive country's growing cooperation with Russia, including possible shipments of arms for the war in Ukraine. Reuters' Diane Toh.
That's according to regional experts, who say it includes possible shipments of arms for the war in Ukraine. Rason was established in the 1990s on the border with China and Russia. It was a dream destination for many North Koreans, with its booming markets selling imported goods.
There were many electric bikes imported from China that couldn't be seen in other areas, and motorbikes and cars. Then things like Czech draft beer started to come in as well. So Rason was a paradise until around 2017, when economic sanctions started to bite.
That's Lee Chan-wo, a North Korea economy expert at Taikyo University in Japan.
Officials in India enlisted half a dozen miners adept in rat hole mining to reach trapped workers after a tunnel collapse, shining a light on mining practice that has been banned for decades.
The so-called rat miners are adept at burrowing in tight spaces. Half a dozen of them started working late Monday after a second drilling machine broke down with 15 meters left to reach the trapped men. Working for more than 24 hours, they split up into two teams of three, with one person drilling, the second collecting the debris, and the third pushing it out the pipe. And on Tuesday, rescuers successfully pulled out the workers after a 17-day ordeal. Rat hole mining is a dangerous and controversial method used to extract thin seams of coal. The name comes from its resemblance to rats digging pits into the ground.
That is Reuters' Ryan Chang. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.